David Deng says the idea is gaining ground in the country's intellectual circles and NGOs and other international partners. Deng is the research director for the South Sudan Law Society, based in Juba. He says now's the time to be talking about creating a special court and acknowledgement of the scale of the crimes that have taken place since December. He says now's the time to be talking about creating a special court and acknowledgement of the scale of the crimes that have taken place since December. That's when fighting broke out between armed supporters of President Salva Kiir Mayardit and his former Vice President Riek Machar. The violence has displaced over 800,000 people and forced over 250,000 to flee the country. Tens of thousands have been killed. A hybrid court would combine international and domestic law with trained staff, including investigators, lawyers, and judges, to preside over the trials. Because of the expense, Deng says they would be limited to trying the top dozen or so leaders involved in the killings. Deng says there are many reasons for considering a hybrid court. He says the formal or statutory court system has serious weaknesses and is only accessible to populations in urban areas, and customary courts, which are far more accessible, do not have the capacity or jurisdiction to adjudicate serious criminal matters.
When we talk about international crimes, you know, ethnic cleansing, crimes against humanity, war crimes, these are things that are clearly outside the scope of what the customary system can handle. I would say even your smaller scale conflicts that have sort of proliferated throughout South Sudan, well, many parts of South Sudan for the last 10 years, even these conflicts between communities are outside the scope of the customary system. Chiefs are lay people. They don't have any legal background or training. They have very little support from the state. Prisons, you have maybe one prison per county, you know, which is little more than a room. So most places don't even have those types of facilities. They definitely don't meet international standards.
Deng is also not confident the government would launch an independent and transparent investigation.
You know, there's numerous examples of investigations that have happened since 2005 when the government was established where either it was just nothing was done and the committees didn't even conduct an investigation, or reports were made and reports were compiled and were never made public, or the facts were skewed. And I think, Nuduk's no chance is there now of there being sort of independent investigations, but still something that should be supported. And to the extent that one can contribute to a more thorough and professional process of investigation and to get the government to make whatever sort of findings it has public, I think that's something that's worth trying for.
Hybrid tribunals can be established with UN assistance in a number of ways, including with a Security Council resolution or by bilateral agreement between the UN and the host government. States may also choose to try war crimes by incorporating international law into their domestic courts and inviting international personnel to oversee the trials. Deng says South Sudan has not signed the Rome Statute authorizing the use of the International Criminal Court in The Hague. The president has also not signed legislation ratifying the African Charter on Human and People's Rights and its court, which was created to ensure compliance. Deng says the creation of a hybrid court should be considered at peace talks being held by regional mediators in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia.
Each hybrid court is different in terms of how it's introduced. In our context, I think it would definitely require buy-in from the parties to the negotiation. So the government, the opposition parties, if the discussion, if the negotiations are brought in to include civil society or the former detainees, support from these various actors would be crucial. And with the view of getting a commitment in a peace agreement to some sort of process that would then lead to an accountability mechanism such as a hybrid court. I don't think it's really the type of thing that can be forced on people. You know, it has to be something that's accepted by the parties, which makes it somewhat difficult, to introduce, particularly at this stage when no one's really sure about what happens and everyone is sort of very skittish about this issue of accountability.
Deng notes the AU has named a commission of inquiry headed by former President of Nigeria, Olusegun Obasanjo, to look into the violence. Part of its mandate is to recommend how the country can hold accountable those who have committed atrocities. Deng says it's not clear how quickly a hybrid court could start functioning. He says they can only operate in an environment of stability. And some critics ask how much cooperation the special court would enjoy from South Sudan's leaders if the investigations move from lower-level staff to the upper echelons of power in the country. I'm William Eagle in Washington.